K2 and K2 are climbing into the Batmobile and hitting the road. Join them as they head off on another comic book store adventure.
All right, this is Jay Stu and Case Stu. We're here at once again at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics with our good friend Joel.
How's it going?
We're doing good. Right off the bat, what was your opinion on Thor: The Dark World?
Excellent. Absolutely fantastic. I had no issues with that at all.
Cool. We ended up liking it a lot, and I'm so glad we stayed away from spoilers this time. I knew nothing that was coming, and it was great.
Yeah, I was about the same. You know, the bad guy's going to show up and he's going to do his thing from the previews, and that's pretty much all I knew. But other than that, yeah, it was pretty much all surprises.
Cool. Do you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No. Mostly because we sit down, turn on the TV, and realize that it's halfway through, so I never see it. I've only seen one episode.
Okay, I was just going to mention that this week, I guess it's going to tie in, the events are going to tie into Thor: The Dark World.
This one?
Yeah.
Like the one that's going to show on Tuesday?
The one that's on Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, then I'll probably watch that one, like, or at least I'll try to make sure that I have the TV on and I'm in front of it in time for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because that's typically the problem.
Don't be scared if I send you a Facebook message. Dear Joel, turn on TV now.
Perfect. What time does that come on?
8 or 9?
Yeah, I should be good.
Cool. Now, something we were going to talk about last time, speaking of TV, is that you actually like comic book men, much like us.
I do, very much.
And for some reason, it's actually rare to find other people that like that show, which, cool that we found someone else that liked it.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't like it at all. But I've discovered that Jeff and I don't agree on TV and movies at all, so that doesn't surprise me. I think the show is funny. I think sometimes the guys, some of them are a little bit scummy, you know, in their dealings. And obviously some of it's sort of trumped up for TV, you know what I mean? I don't think it's necessarily all what would naturally happen with people strolling in off the street. And because people know that the show is happening there, you know, stuff happens that it's not going to happen at the average comic shop. I've been to that store. I've been to the Secret Stash in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
3 years ago. So it doesn't look the same as when I was there. When I was there, they still had way more Kevin Smith movie memorabilia in it. Like, they had the big Buddy Christ from Dogma was, like, in a glass case and stuff like that. But it's a pretty big shop, and it's a pretty good shop. They had that well presented, and you know, it looks nice inside. So I wanted to watch the show just for that, because I'd been in the store before.
Cool. I mean, we're big Kevin Smith fans. We've always wanted to go out there to that store.
Yes, someday.
Someday is the dream. After San Diego,
it's in a really, really nice area. Like, when we got down there and we're driving around in New Jersey, it was gorgeous. Like Niagara on the Lake.
Wow.
Oh, really?
But of New Jersey. Like,
yeah.
That's what we drove through. And then that little town, it looks like they've done a ton of work, you know, make it a nice little quaint downtown, lots of restaurants and stuff. So we were pressed for time, so we hit the shop, left, and went back to where we had to go. But it's pretty cool. I'd go again, given the opportunity.
Cool.
Now, speaking of the comic book men, last week you recommended Cryptozoic Man, issue 1.
Yes.
Written by Walt Flanagan and drawn by Brian Johnson.
And what did you think?
Weirdest comic I ever read in my life.
Absolutely. That's why I recommended it. Really, really bizarre. I would assume both of those men have nightmares all the time.
Yeah. You have to read that still.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a weird, weird book. But I think they left it in such a way where you kind of want to really see what happens next.
Yeah, I do want to read an issue, too. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I think that's a good accomplishment. But yeah, it's just bizarre. There's no other way to put it.
Now, another bizarre comic I want to bring up, which Kath actually started reading because she saw you post about it, is Sex Criminals.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to read issue 2?
Yeah, I read it. Kind of skimmed it. Mostly read it. I don't really remember it too clearly, but yeah, I did read the issue.
Well, it was his story and how he found out he had his powers.
Yes.
Jay liked it better, right? Than the show.
Yeah, it picked up a little bit from the first issue. It was bizarre.
I still think for two issues in, they've spent too much time talking about how they got their powers. I don't feel like that much coming-of-age story is required for what's coming up. Because when you get to the end of that issue, I think you realize that, oh, there's actually a story here.
Yeah.
They're not just robbing banks. There's something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think they should have got there, like, maybe halfway into that issue, or maybe in the first issue, and got it rolling. Because I think they're going to lose a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because of the way they presented it.
I liked it. The end.
I think it's an interesting premise because it's really something that hasn't been done.
Right.
And it's good, but I think, and it's the flaw of many comic books nowadays, it drags on, like it's dragging the story on. And I think for the as many people that enjoy their books that way, you get just as many people who are like, I'm done. It's
just to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things for new readers too. Like it's hard when something's a long drawn out story and you've gone three issues to basically tell an origin. It's no good for the new reader who might have missed the first two issues.
Yeah.
So the third issue, you can just be starting something new.
True.
Definitely. Now, I read on, among other websites, on the Sketchbook Facebook group, that Wolverine and the X-Men and Young Avengers are ending in February.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that? Do you read those ones? Or?
I started reading Young Avengers, but it was just not my kind of book. I don't care about the characters.
Yeah, I love the old Young Avengers series from way back in the day, but I couldn't get into this one.
Like, there's some characters on the team that I do like Hulkling. I thought Hulkling was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But overall, that book just didn't do it for me, so I didn't carry on with it. And that may be the problem. You know, the niche group that did like it just are, you know, it's not enough to support the book. Or they're just going to do the Marvel thing and just launch a new number one, and a couple months after that, change up the creative team, change up the team a little bit, see if you can grab more readers. Wolverine and the X-Men, I'm sad to see that go, because it's written by Jason Aaron, but he just didn't have time, is what he said. He's like, I just don't have time to write this book, and this book, and this book. He's like, so this one's the one I'm going to stop writing, and they decided to end the series with it.
Yeah, on the same day I read that there's actually a yet another Wolverine issue 1 coming out that month as well.
I'm a little bit disappointed by that, actually, because the current Wolverine book is like at issue 11, so it'll be at issue 13 or 14 when the new series starts. It's the same writer as that Wolverine series, which is ending.
Right.
It's directly out of the same storyline, so it's a direct continuation, basically, of the previous Wolverine storyline, but they're just packaging it in a new number one.
But I kind of like what they're going to be doing with Daredevil. Daredevil's ending with 36, volume number 3, and then they're just restarting it with another number 1, same writer. And
yeah. Marvel knows that number 1s help sell books, so yeah. They've always done it. They always have more number 1s on the racks than anyone else. It's good and bad. It's good for new readers because they feel that there's a spot that they can jump on that sometimes, again, they feel that barrier, you know, this books at issue whatever, I don't want to pick it up. But on the flip side, for people who really do like to follow along, they feel like they get cheated almost because the book that they liked was ending and a new book's being introduced. Hopefully enough people see past that and continue to pick up.
Yeah, I always hated that myself. It's a little confusing sometimes for collecting too.
Yeah, when we go to look up books, like when we're looking at our older books to see if it's worth something, you know, you put it out for more than cover price or whatever. When you need to look up an X-Men book, like, it's almost impossible to figure out which ones are which. So, luckily, the one site that we do look stuff up on has the covers. And without the covers, we'd be doomed. We'd never find them.
Sure.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Cool. All right, so coming out this week, what are Joel's picks for the upcoming comic book week?
All right, so I think all of our number one pick, well, maybe not all of ours, Afterlife with Archie number two is out this week.
Oh, yeah.
I just had someone in asking when is number two out, because they were super, super stoked. So I thought that was awesome. I think that book took everyone by surprise.
Oh,
so
us included.
I'm excited to read that one. We've got Green Lantern New Guardians, number 25 is out this week. The ongoing adventures of the Green Lanterns, and they're right now they've decided to police the emotional spectrum, so nobody's going to be allowed to use their rings because it's going to deplete all of the emotional energy in the universe. So we'll see where that goes. Imagine Agents number 2 is out this week, which I think a lot of people are excited for as well. Scott Snyder's The Wake is out. Uncanny X-Men, which is my favorite X-Men book. I'm interested to see what happens after Battle of the Atom. Trinity of Sin Pandora is out. Two kids' books this week, Ben 10 number 1 and Samurai Jack. I bring those up because I think both of them are good properties. Samurai Jack is great. The first one was really good. And my son loves Ben 10, so I had to order extra of that.
Diana just picked up a Samurai Jack, didn't she?
Issue 1, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She'll probably want that one.
I really like that one. And then Savage Dragon 192 comes out on Wednesday. That's my favorite comic book. It's 21 years now running. 192, again, a big daunting number for new readers. So I don't expect a lot of people to pick it up. But I haven't missed an issue. It's my favorite book. Massive storyline change will start at the end of this issue. They may be killing him off. And then next month, his son takes over the book full time.
Oh, wow.
So it'll actually, he won't do a number one because that's not what he does. He doesn't start his stuff over. But 193 will be like the perfect jumping on point for new readers. So if anybody out there is looking for something, next month, that's will be my top recommendation.
Cool.
And to go with that, I've ordered like 10 times as many copies as I normally order.
Oh, wow.
So 10.
Oh.
I just think just the one for you. That's
no,
all you needed.
No. I ordered more than that. Not much.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to checking out those books. And like I said in previous installments, you should all come down here and check out Sketchbook Comics. Great store. Great people working here. And once again, Joel, we thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.